Soccer, known as football in many places, has been a phenomenally growing sport and has been for several decades. When I was growing up, it was not really available, but now it's just about everywhere. Chattanooga Sports Ministries offers soccer programs that help take kids from the inner city and has them kicking a soccer ball instead of roaming the streets over the summer. I'm speaking with Hannah Griggs from Chattanooga Sports Ministries and David Vilches, manager of Highland Park Commons. Hannah, how does your soccer program work?
So we're actually going on our 10th year as a nonprofit organization. We started out working with girls and just noticed there was a need for these girls to have something to do over the summer. They were getting into trouble. Pregnancy rates were high. So a local church, New City Fellowship, came up with the idea to start a sports ministry. 10 years later, we now have a girls and a boys program with about 200 kids over the summer. And so they come out, play soccer with us. We have coaches that mentor and hang out with these kids throughout the whole summer. We do practices, field trips, games on Saturdays at Highland Park Commons, and just all come together. So it's grown so much since I've been involved with Chattanooga Sports Ministries, and it's been exciting to see kids love soccer and love just being active and being outside and playing throughout the summer.
What area of the city are we targeting with this program?
We go into Emma Wheeler Homes, Eastlake, East Chattanooga, and a Brainerd team at Candy Castle. And we go in and play soccer with these kids 5 days a week and just really engage them, try to get them active, and do a lot of leadership development.
So, David, you are managing the Highland Park Commons. Explain where that is.
Highland Park Commons is off of Willow and Union. It's right in the center of Highland Park neighborhood.
So what do we have there? We have fields, recreation center, what?
Yeah, so we have 3 soccer fields, a pavilion, a playground, a garden, concession stand, storage, and all of this we use to become a nucleus for community development in Chattanooga, where all cultures are welcome and encouraged to flourish. It's kind of fascinating that you can have a Guatemalan play soccer with a Saudi Arabian, and when you step onto the fields, really, if you don't speak Spanish, you're kind of a minority on the fields.
So you have a wide range of diversity amongst the children. What age ranges are we targeting?
Chattanooga Sports Ministries works with the kids specifically, and we work with kids 8 to 18 years old. So we have them playing soccer, and then as they get older, we have an assistant coach program, so it gives the kids something to look forward to. So when they're 14, they can apply to be part of our assistant coach program that they're now pouring back into their communities, coaching the kids. They're part of those neighborhoods, and so they really get to pour into their community. And it's been really cool to see kids that have grown up playing and then become assistant coaches and then head coaches. We have one coach this summer that was the captain of the Howard soccer team, and he played for us when he was little, was an assistant coach, and now is a head coach in the community that he grew up in. And so we get to go to Highland Park Commons, and David really gets to work with the adults that come. So we get the kids, and then the adults come at night and play. And he has so many people that just come out and are at Highland Park Commons because there's 3 futsal fields and soccer balls laying around.
We get over 300 people a week, and that's excluding tournaments and CSM.
So you have different leagues that play out there as well?
Yeah, we have one league that's a league that comes and reserves our fields called CSL, Chattanooga Sports League. And then we have another league that we call Friday Night Lights. It's on Friday nights, and it's made up of mostly Latinos, but we also have Saudi Arabians, like I mentioned earlier, Bosnians, Germans. There's a ton of different ethnicities and cultures represented in our Friday league.
And all coming together to play football.
Yep. Football brings them together. It's incredible.
Now, most people in the South, when they think football, they really think, you know, the throw ball instead of the kickball, which is quite a bit different. But in the youth ministries, it's just purely soccer.
Purely soccer right now. And we started it 10 years ago because people in the communities didn't know how to play. We didn't really have a dominant group that were playing at that time. And so when we came and said, you guys are going to start playing soccer, the kids were like, what are we doing? Let's play kickball. Let's play real American football. But since then, we've just had so many kids learn the game of soccer and get really good at it. And actually, in the fall and spring, we make all-star teams. So it's kids doing well in school and that want to continue their development as soccer players. They go to different places like North River, Middle Valley, Readout, Eastridge. We go and play those teams there, and our teams have gotten really good. So that's been exciting to see these kids not only have fun throughout the summer, but take soccer a little bit more seriously because they could use it down the road and get scholarships. And it's been fun to watch them grow in that.
Well, you also don't need all the equipment that you would need right. with some of the other games. Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as you've got shoes that can get traction on the grass and the ability to run, you can play this game.
Absolutely. And the kids don't realize how active they're being when they're playing soccer because they're running a lot and they don't even realize it because they're having so much fun. So now that we've gotten much better at playing, the kids are enjoying it a lot more and we're growing. Every day we keep getting kids who want to apply and be part of our program. So that's been really exciting to see.
Now you have all these teams, various ages from all across the city, and they're coming together for a tournament in June. What's up with this tournament?
Well, we actually have a number of tournaments, but you're talking about the Sun Cup, mm-hmm. June 20th. Okay, so we have Readout, North River, Lookout Mountain. We have a lot of different areas or sports recreation centers that already have their own clubs. And so they come to use our facilities. And this one's actually being ran by Travis Markham. He's bringing all the teams together to host a tournament on our facilities.
I see you have tournaments going on all through June and July, and they all have different age groups ranging from middle schools to adult men and women's teams. And these proceeds will benefit Chattanooga Sports Ministries.
That's right.
Are all of these other tournaments also involving sports ministries?
All revenue that comes through tournaments or events that Highland Park Commons hosts helps support Chattanooga Sports Ministries, which is incredible. We have the Champions Cup, which is June 25th through the 26th. It's a high school boys and a high school girls tournament. And then the next tournament is called the Predator Cup, which right now we're trying to figure out what the date's going to be there because we're inviting college teams, hopefully so that they could play against one another in their preseason. The next tournament, which is July 24th, and it's called the Chattanooga Cup. And this is just an adult tournament, so anyone's welcome from anywhere. So all of the people that already play in our facilities are welcome to play. We're hoping to host more because the more teams we get, the more support CSM is able to get in return. We just recently had the Copa Latinoamericana, which we had, I think, 6 youth teams and 6 adult teams or 8 adult teams, and that was just a blast. We started at 8 a.m. and ended at 4 p.m., and we're hoping to host that tournament annually, and hopefully it'll grow. We hope to host more teams. We're also potentially going to build more fields. So then we would have 6 futsal fields. If we get all 6 of those, we're able to have large numbers of teams come and finish a tournament in like a day.
Are these single elimination tournaments?
Some of them, yeah. They vary.
And one of the coolest tournaments that we did last year that we want to continue to do is called the Neighborhood Cup. So we get our kids from the sports ministries as well as the kids from Lookout Mountain, Signal Mountain, all over Chattanooga, and they all come together to make teams, and we call it the Neighborhood Cup, mm-hmm. and that will happen in November this year, and it's so much fun to see these kids who have never seen each other or played together before come together to play soccer, and we just want to make it a big community event, and the reason the money goes to Chattanooga Sports Ministries, and I think it's important to know this and why we're doing these tournaments, we charge $30 for the entire summer for these kids to play in our camp. And really, it would be probably a $400 to $500 camp, but a lot of these families can't afford it. And so we try to make it as cheap as we can with the kids to get involved and play. And so when people come to our fields and do the tournaments, they're helping support and sponsor children to play in our program. It just makes such a huge difference for these youth to be able to do that.
What's really incredible about these tournaments is that people from all around Chattanooga are able to see that we get to build relationships with some youth that maybe don't have parental involvement, that are at risk because of situations like around their neighborhoods, gang affiliations, like surrounding them and just seeking to teach them some type of narrative. But we get to step in, like through these tournaments, through our summer program, and just love, meet, and mentor a lot of these youth without parents. and show them that they are really important to our society.
Give them an alternative to the gangs.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They get a community that they are looking for in the gang involvement. But when they put on the soccer uniform and they have their team from each of the neighborhoods, they get that sense of community. And it's fun to watch them just love their team and get involved. And if we can continue that community, then I think it will take away a lot of the gang issues.
You have a webpage where people can find out more information?
We do. It is chat with two T's, sportsministries.org.
And does the Highland Park Commons have a website?
Yes, we do. It's highlandparkcommons.com.
For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.